Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of March 2nd. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. We are looking for our merch patrons, so if you're looking to up your pledge or become a new patron, go to patreon.com/thegamersin. That's where you'll find the TGI Patreon Mini, which you are listening to right now. Okay, I missed last week. I'm so sorry. And due to some my illness, I was feeling. I actually went to the doctor Tuesday night. Sometimes when I get really sick, like if I haven't been sick for a while, I'll get like an ear. Apologies if this is too much information, but an earache and sometimes an ear infection. So I'll tell this story here. Not only was I sick, we had to go to the hospital for Ashley. She thought her water broke, which, I mean, all intents and purposes, like when you think your water breaks, you go in and get it checked out. And it turns out it was a false alarm, even though it seemed very real at the time. We ended up packing the kids into the van. We went to the hospital. It's like, okay, this is happening 6 weeks early. Hard to believe this is 2 weeks ago that this happened. But yeah, we get there and we're thinking, okay, like our lives are about to change 6 weeks early, which you'd think like, well, Ryan, you're prepared, right? It's happening eventually. No, I'm the type of person that leaves these things to the very end. And we already have two kids, so it's not like my life's going to change that much. And I am going to be taking some time off work to obviously be home with the family. But it was an interesting experience and a bit of a wake-up call. Let's just say I definitely packed the hospital bag shortly after. But everyone's fine. Everyone's feeling great. Ashley's doing well. Baby's healthy. Just had another checkup today. And everything's good. But then we had to take Caden in to the children's doctor because he was having some sickness and he was having an ear thing. So he got some medicine. And I gotta say, it's not fair. I get pills that I have to swallow with water. He gets banana-flavored goop. It's not fair. Like, it's the same stuff. Maybe it's not the exact same stuff. But if you read the bottle, it's some of the same ingredients. Why can't mine taste like banana? I think these are the real questions that need to be answered on the mini. Anyways, that's what I was doing last week when we were recording. And then it got so busy, we were going to record Friday. And it was just like, you know what? We're going to record on Tuesday again. That'll feel like we're doing two episodes in a row. And we haven't been playing a lot. So just let's take a week off. You know, let's just take a week off. We'll hit the ground running in March. And here we are. I did have some stuff queued up to talk about, though. I went and saw the Sonic the Hedgehog movie with Caden and Abigail, and, you know, the story that will be told on Dungeons and Diapers is essentially how I don't really remember the movie, because I spent most of it keeping the kids quiet and or entertained. I learned my lesson. Abby's too young for movies. Like, her attention span isn't quite as long as Caden's was. Caden enjoyed it. They were more upset as to why the food kept running out. So I thought I had enough snacks for them, but evidently movie time is essentially just let's eat. So, but Abigail kept asking when Sonic was coming back on screen. And you know, from what I remember of the movie, I did enjoy it. It's the reviews are spot on. Like it's a good video game movie, and we are still going to use that qualifier. It's similar to the conversation of it's a good Wii game. It's a good Wii U game. And for the record, there were a lot of great Wii U games that were just great video games. They were just on a console that nobody played. I'm still not bitter. But when it comes to Sonic the Hedgehog, it's not a great film, but it's a great video game movie. And they do Sonic justice. And they take the laughable lore of Sonic the Hedgehog of Gotta Go Fast and turn it into a movie that is watchable, mostly due to the fact that Jim Carrey is phenomenal in this. I was having this conversation at work today about Jim Carrey. And it feels like 90s Jim Carrey. Fun, family-oriented comedy Jim Carrey. And you can tell he's having a great time with it. And I mean, not since maybe Bruce Almighty have you seen this type of Jim Carrey? So it's totally worth checking out. At least rent it, you know, when it comes out. I think it's worth watching as a video game movie. We all have had our experience with Sonic, so it's worth checking out. Ben Schwartz does a fantastic Sonic voice, so As for games, I'm playing Darksiders Genesis, which is the Darksiders game that is sort of Diablo style. You can swap between War and Strife, the two horsemen, and I'm playing that on PS4. It launched on PC late last year and has come to consoles as of mid-February, so I got a code for that, playing that. I'd say I'm about three-quarters, two-thirds of the way through, and, you know, you know, it's a competent Diablo-style game, although because it's trying to ape Diablo, I feel as though there's something missing, you know? And I felt that way about Darksiders 3. You know, you're trying to be Dark Souls. I don't like Dark Souls. I feel like there's something missing from my Darksiders. And you feel that here, like, again, just like Darksiders 3, the aesthetics there, the look and feel, the sound, everything's there in terms of the characters, the voice actors, it's all there, except it's in a Diablo-style wrapping, and sometimes it feels good, sometimes it feels awkward and button-mashy, other times it's like, oh man, I can't believe I pulled that off. There's some great exploration, but it's limited in some maps. Some maps you're able to go wherever you want, other maps it's very much a tunnel focus, so it's hit and miss. And it's quite expensive on console. I think it's like $15 more here in Canada on consoles. So, you know, buyer beware there. And I'm pretty sure it's definitely better played with two people. I'm playing solo because I have it on the console. I don't have PlayStation Plus, and I don't know anybody else who owns it. But yeah, this might be a fun one when it comes on sale on PC and you want to play with co-op, you know, check out the Darksiders game, do some co-op. I think that might be worthwhile. So I'll get more time in it and I'll talk about it tomorrow on the show. But honestly, I'm really just biding my time until the big March releases with Animal Crossing and Doom Eternal and my third child. So it's going to be fun. In the news, I should mention, I'm not going to talk about it this week, and I don't know if Jocelyn's checking it out, but Final Fantasy VII Remake got a demo. And I have that one pre-ordered, but it slipped from I could probably play this to, oh man, this is going to be tough to play because it's coming out 10 days after my third kid is due. And if I remember last time or the time before that, there's really not a lot of time to sink your teeth into large RPGs right after a newborn comes, you know, so we'll see. I know a lot of people are frustrated that the game may be like a tenth of a large game, but in my mind, I'm like, cool, I'll play a snippet of a highly polished RPG. That sounds great. I don't have time for an hour plus RPG, but we'll see. In the news, I wanted to talk about the fact that we're probably going to talk about Xbox Series X, and they just dropped a Twitter thread last week, February 24th. 12 teraflops, custom RDNA, and, you know, I'm going to only read the things I understand. So we're going to back that up. Xbox Series X, custom-built SSD, we knew that. Quick resume for multiple games, that's a big deal. Dynamic latency input, that's kind of cool. 120 frame per second support. Variable refresh rate, that's good. Here's the big one, was compatibility, and this is what we're going to talk about. Play thousands of games across four generations that look and feel better than ever. Smart delivery guarantees you're playing the best version of your game for your Xbox. So that means that essentially if you buy a Microsoft game, you own the entitlement to that game and the hardware will decide which version you download. So kind of like a PC, except you're getting the exact package that your hardware requires. You know, on a PC you get the game and it's coded to optimized to a suite of hardware that is available on the market. And sometimes it works on your hardware really well, and sometimes there are bugs, and they crunch those bugs and patches and stuff. But essentially with Xbox Series X is if you buy Halo Infinite and you only have an Xbox One or an Xbox One X, you get the Xbox One version. And then if you buy an Xbox Series X and boot up Halo Infinite on that device, you are playing the Xbox Series X game. And on that topic, Cyberpunk 2077, CD Projekt Red confirmed that their game, Cyberpunk 2077, if you purchase on Xbox One, which I have it pre-ordered there, you will receive the Xbox Series X upgrade for free when available. So it sounds like the folks that at Cyberpunk, or sorry, at CD Projekt Red have allowed this sort of like dynamic upgrade, maybe, or maybe it's a coupon. I'm hoping it's just CD Projekt Red has signed up for the compatibility, the Xbox Series X compatibility, or the Microsoft delivery of this this dynamic, what do they call it? Smart delivery. And when I own Cyberpunk 2077, now mind you, that's a disc version, so maybe it won't work that way. Or maybe you put the disc in and it just works. I have no idea. We'll see when the Xbox Series X launches later this year. So, quickly here, I got a new episode of Summoner's Call on the feed. It's an all Fire Emblem Heroes episode. We did not get a chance to talk Sacred Stones, although I am very much enjoying Game Club with Sacred Stones. Did not play that one. Played the original GBA game that came out in the Fire Emblem series, but skipped over Sacred Stones for whatever reason. I think that was back in the day when I wasn't quite as connected to the video game industry, and I just kind of played whatever crossed my radar, and I missed out, not on a lot, but on occasional sort of experiences, and I loved Fire Emblem on the GBA. And I look back and I'm puzzled that I missed this one. I think maybe it flew so far under the radar. Could have been when it released. Maybe it was released next to the, so close to the DS. I have no idea. But as for this week's episode, which we are planning to do more Sacred Stones Game Club, we're all ready to go. Eddie's traveling. He's going to see how his hotel recording situation works, so we'll play it and see how it goes. So we might have an episode, we might not, but I might put a mini up just based on what heroes get announced, just to kind of have something on the feed, because we did miss last week as well when I was traveling. Before we go, it is a new month, so let's look over the games coming out. I'm going to go through these quickly, and I have weeded some out that I either felt like, yeah. So if I miss something that you enjoy, I apologize. Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Rescue Team DX is out on Switch on March 6th. Ori and the Will of the Wisps, oh man, I can't wait. Xbox One and PC, March 11th. Hidden Through Time on pretty much every platform, March 12th. That's including iOS and Android. Nioh 2 on PlayStation 4 on March 13th. MLB The Show 20, PlayStation 4 on March 17th. RBI Baseball 20 on every platform, including iOS and Android. But not PC, I should mention, on March 17th. Doom 64, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on March 20th. Doom Eternal, PS4, Xbox One, Stadia, and PC on March 20th. Half-Life Alyx on PC, that's a VR game, on March 23rd. Bleeding Edge on Xbox One and PC on March 24th. I believe that might be early access or preview, I'm not sure. Moons of Madness on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One on March 24th. Persona 5 Royal, PlayStation 4, March 31st, and The Complex on PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on March 31st. All right, well, I hope you enjoyed that TGI Patreon mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.